the United States Army Air Forces Training Command Radio School at Scottsfield, Illinois, Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, presents The Eddie Cantor Show!
I miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. I miss your yam, I miss your jam, I miss your lamb, I miss your ham and Ma. I miss your apple pie, and by the way, I miss you too.
Thank you very much, all you lovely people here at Scottsfield. And fellas, I want you to know that Don Wilson just finished the season with Jack Benny, and when he heard Harry Von Zell had to stay on the West Coast for the war bond drive, he volunteered to fly back here and pinch hit for Harry. Isn't that nice? Tell me, Don, how was your flight?
Oh, it was pretty exciting, Eddie. I got on the plane in Los Angeles, and an hour later, the pilot ordered me to bail out.
You, Don? You bailed out of an airplane? What happened after you bailed out?
The plane was able to take off.
Well, Don, you know, I've been doing a lot of exciting traveling, too, on my way to St. Louis. We did bond shows in Salt Lake City, Pueblo. I spent 2 days in your hometown, Denver.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and Don, you should see how that town has been built up since you left.
Oh, it has?
Well, of course, after you left, they had room to build, you know. But anyway, Don, I'm happy for the chance to meet the fellas here at Scottsfield, and believe me, they really work hard. I've been around.
Oh, I'll bet they look forward to the little time they get off, don't they, Eddie?
Yes, Don, but of course, you know, the boys have a lot of trouble with transportation, you know. You see, Don, they take the Belleville bus, you know.
The Belleville bus?
Yeah, you know, they stand there and wait for hours, and not one single bus. Then all of a sudden, three come at once. One's afraid to show up alone.
Guys, Eddie, I'll bet when the bus finally does come, the boys really get jammed in, huh?
Oh, you're not kidding, Don. When that bus reaches its destination, instead of opening the doors, the driver has to roll down the top with a sardine key.
I guess when the boys get out on a pass, they're really anxious to go someplace. Is there much life around here, Eddie?
Tell them, fellas. Tell them. Don, speaking for the boys, I want to say there's one town the boys pass when they go to East St. Louis, and in this little town, whose name shall remain censored at the moment, by actual count, there are 75 bars.
Wow! How many bars are there in East St. Louis?
Well, they don't know. When they get... When they go by way of this little town, they never make East St. Louis.
Some small town, 75 bars.
Yeah, you know, instead of trolley tracks running down the middle of the main street, they have two brass rails.
Well, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, have you visited any of the places the boys hang out in?
Yeah, this afternoon. This afternoon I had lunch in a place called Verner's. Dear old Verner's,
Verner's? Why, yes. Eddie, that sounds like a tea room.
Yes, Don, it's more of a TNT room. But, Don, every place is crowded and full of excitement nowadays. You should see how tough it is to get a hotel room in St. Louis these days.
Oh, the hotels are crowded?
Are they? Last week, the Brooklyn baseball team got in town with over 30 players, and they couldn't get any room, any place at all, any place at all.
Couldn't get any rooms, well, where'd they sleep?
Oh, you didn't see them play, did you, Don?
No, I didn't.
kidding, Eddie, but getting back to the crowded situation, did you have any trouble getting a room?
Well, you see, I know Arthur Fair of Sixth Fair and Fuller Department Store, and he called me and asked me to stay with him.
Oh, at his home?
No, at a store, you see. I am now sleeping in the furniture department.
Oh, Eddie, do you mean to say that instead of a hotel room, you're living in the furniture department of Sixth Fair and Fuller?
Oh, it's not so bad. Except while I was taking a nap, I woke up just in time to hear a woman shopper say, I've seen signs in furniture stores that say we furnish everything but the groom, but this is ridiculous. And now, fellas, I want you to meet a singing star, a lovely girl from County Creek, Oregon. Here she is, Miss Nora Martin. Wow! What whistling! What applause! I never thought the boys would be excited about County Creek, Oregon. Nora, tell me, how do you like it here at Scott Field?
Well, Mr. Cantor had a very funny experience today.
Yeah?
A flyer came up to me and kissed me and kissed me.
Well, what's funny about that, Nora?
He thinks I'm his sister.
Nora, how could you fall for a story like that? How could anyone be so dumb?
Dumb, huh? I wish I had a brother like that.
You've got him. Oh, brother.
Hello, Mr. Canner.
Well, Leonard Seuss. Hello, Leonard.
Hi, hello. Gee, what a lot of applause I got.
That applause wasn't for you, Leonard. That applause wasn't for you. Nora, stop straightening your stocking, will you?
Well, gee, I didn't straighten my stocking on her introduction.
Oh, Leonard, stop picking on Nora. Tell me, have you two kids had any fun since you've been in St. Louis, huh?
Well, last night I took her to the Sportsman's Park where the St. Louis Cardinals play.
Leonard, a beautiful spring night, a lovely girl, and you take her to a baseball park? What fun is that?
There was no game last night.
That's what you think. Post office will always be popular, don't you think? Say, Leonard, when a radio man in the control tower talks to a radio man in the plane and says, over and out, you know what that expression means?
Goodbye.
So long, kid.
Gee, Eddie, where did you learn all those expressions?
Well, some of the boys here taught me a lot about Radio Don. In fact, they even let me tune in on their powerful shortwave set. And I'd like to give you an idea of the news I heard coming out of Japan.
Okay, Eddie. Take it away, Tokyo!
Flashy flash. Admiral Heishimate. Camouflage Japanese fleet so Americans cannot recognize it. Unfortunately, American Navy recognized it. Now Admiral Heishimate cannot recognize it. American newspapers brag their racetracks have opened last week. Japanese do not brag. Last Monday, planes bombed Kobe and Osaka. Tuesday, Tokyo and Kyushu. Even without racetrack, we have daily double. Flashy flash. Americans stop drafting men over 30. Japanese not worried about Americans over 30. Only worried about Americans over Tokyo. Due to American incendiary bombs, no more Tokyo, just Smokyo. Many, many silly Japanese officials refuse to run for cover during bomber raid. Silly officials now a bunch of silly ashes.
The boys took me into the wireless room and I heard a message come over.
A message, Don? What did it say? All right. Stop playing with it. All right. What does that mean?
That's SOS.
Well, that means help. You know any more?
Dip, 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 da, dip, da, dip, dip.
May I have the next dance? Well, what's that?
S-A-L, Sal. That stands for Sal Hepatica.
But what does it mean? That he's stepping into a booby trap?
It also means help. Help for millions of people. Particularly for those people who wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative. For Sal Hepatica, taken then, brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. You take Sal Hepatica the minute you need it. And besides this quick, gentle relief, Sparkling Salopatica gives you the advantage of helping to sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Thank you, Don. And now, fellows, here's a new song, You Belong to My Heart, and a new singing star, Freddie Martell.
You belong to my heart, now and forever, and our love had its time, not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. Was a moment like this, do you remember? And your eyes drew a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars and you are the song, and you always belong to my heart. Was a moment like this, do you remember? And your heart was
Freddie Martell. Say, Don.
Yeah.
Don, you know, even though Von Zell couldn't get here, he permitted me to bring his baby along.
Really?
Yeah. Here he is, Don. Isn't he cute?
Oh, I'll say.
Say, Eddie Cantor of Von Zell Jr., say hello to Don Wilson.
No, Don. No. Girl. Girl. Popeye tells everyone he used to be a flyer. On the train, he slept in an upper, but he had to quit. Couldn't stand the altitude. Some flyer. One night in an upper and grounded. To fall asleep, some people count sheep. Popeye's count daughters. Imagine five of them. There's a guy with a one-track mind. I see they have Don Wilson here instead of my daddy. That's a compliment. It took two announcers to replace my old man. I bet Wilson was born when you didn't need to get meat points. But he's a real good man. You should see the milk he gave me this afternoon. Pasteurized, homogenized, certified. Pardon me. Pardon me, please, because maybe I shouldn't mix my drinks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about the work these boys do here at Scott Field, but now we'd like to give you an idea of their leisure moments. We find two boys from Scott Field on a 24-hour pass who who are at the USO discovering their life in the Air Corps. You know, I was just thinking, Eddie. Me and the Air Corps station at Scottfield learning to be a radio operator. They feed me. They give me clothes. Gee, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't got enough points to get out either. Ah, but I don't care. Just this morning I was talking to the CO and I told him if I had enough points, I wouldn't leave. I told them they couldn't throw me out. I want to stay and study and finish my radio course.
What did CO say?
He said, acting crazy won't help. You'll still need those points.
So what would you do if you did get out?
Well, for one thing, Wilson, I wouldn't be going into every bar and dancing with girls here in East St. Louis. I'd be home. Where I belong, with my family.
Where is your family?
North St. Louis.
Hey, listen, this is silly, you and me talking to each other. Let's look around the USO here and see if we can see any girls.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look. There's Nora Martin. She's the girl that sings on Eddie Cantor's radio program.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll just go up and introduce ourselves, but we must be very polite. Now, when I meet a girl, I not only tip my hat, but I bow very low.
To show you're a gentleman?
No, to get a better look at her legs.
Gee, I don't know how to get introduced to no girls. You go up and meet her, huh?
All right. Pardon me, Miss Martin. Will you allow me to pick up your handkerchief?
I didn't drop my handkerchief.
Well, why wait till the last minute?
See what you get for being fresh. You walked away from it.
Ah, she's just over there talking to two soldiers. Come on, let's go over.
Miss Martin, you remind me of my kid's sister. Uh-huh. When I was a little boy, I used to hold her hand crossing the street. Gosh, Miss Martin, could I hold your hand?
Why, certainly.
Miss Martin?
Yes?
You remind me of my mother.
Oh.
When I was a little boy, she used to let me kiss her goodnight. May I kiss you goodnight?
Of course.
Oh! Oh, Miss Martin.
Yes?
Martin, you remind me of my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah, him and I used to wrestle.
You look like you lost.
I want a sense of humor.
Yeah, say, Miss Martin, my buddy and I got an overnight pass, and we'd like to take you dancing, all right?
All right. You boys wait here while I get my coat.
Oh, boy, she said yes. Nora Martin's going out with us.
Yep. What do you mean, with us? Two guys shouldn't go out with one girl, Wilson.
Well, what do we do?
Look, Don, you ain't had a date with a girl for weeks, so I tell you what'll be fair.
What?
You're used to not having dates, so I better take her out.
No, I'll tell you what, we'll both go out with
her. Nothing doing, I don't want to be alone.
Well, you ain't gonna be, I'm tagging along with you.
Look, Wilson, there's a certain time a fellow wants to be alone with a girl.
What certain time?
All the time.
Well, I'm going along.
You're not going along, do you hear? You're not going along.
Well, listen to that, you're arguing, here comes that MP.
MP, huh? What chicken push MP?
I didn't say chicken puss MP.
You didn't say what?
Chicken puss MP.
Oh, so I'm a chicken puss MP, huh?
Oh, but
shut up!
Hey, wait a minute, MP.
Yeah.
You gotta excuse my buddy. After all, he hasn't slept for days.
Hasn't slept for days?
Well, could you sleep lying there in that bunk, knowing any day they might find out you forged that pass?
Oh! Forged the pass, huh?
But I didn't...
Shut up!
He couldn't help it. He had to get out.
Yeah.
Had to get out?
Yeah. Certainly. Any day they might search his quarters and find that government property.
Oh, stealing government property.
But I'm... The government ain't going to miss one lousy airplane. But I didn't...
Shut up! Why, you, a man wearing the uniform of the Air Force, stealing. You ought to be ashamed.
Why should he be? He ain't in the Air Force.
Not in the Air Force. Say, he's wearing a uniform that doesn't belong to him.
Ah, Colonel Creighton's got another one.
Oh! That's all I wanted to know. Hey, you, come with me.
But I didn't...
Shut up!
Oh, well, there you are, Eddie.
Everything's all right, Nora. It's you and me all alone. We're going dancing.
Oh, but look, where's your friend going with that MP?
Oh, he's always getting in trouble. If he'd only learn to keep his mouth shut. Let's go, Nora.
Okay.
First, I'm going to take you dancing.
All right.
Then we'll have a bite to eat.
Thank you.
Then I'll take you for a ride.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And then you know what? Shut up! Say, Don, I want to thank you for the part you played in making our sketch a success.
Huh? Oh, Eddie, I hardly had anything to do in the sketch.
Yes, and you don't know how much that helped to make it a success, Don. Now, look, you may not have had a big part in the sketch, but now you have the whole stage to yourself, and I think it's time for you to tell the people about Truché, the beforehand lotion.
Truché?
Don, certainly you've heard of Truché.
Oh, yes, nice product. And now, Eddie, on to the rest of the program.
Don, is that all you're going to say? You want to get me fired?
But what more is there to say? Truché is the beforehand lotion. It's wonderful. Okay? Now on with the rest of the program.
Don, this is the only job I've got. Don't kick it around, will you?
I was only kidding, Eddie. I'd just like to see those eyes pop. And speaking of pop, among the female population all over, Truché is getting more popular all the time.
What an announcer!
Because it's the new idea in hand lotions. A fragrant, creamy lotion designed to help keep hands soft and lovely. For Truché is the beforehand lotion. The lotion you use before you do the dishes or tub your undies. Why, Truché is so effective, it will help guard your hands even in hot, soapy water.
Attaboy, Don. Speak some more. Speak some more. Go on.
Truché is wonderful, too, when used as a powder base. Perfect to help you keep your legs soft and smooth, particularly in the summer when the skin has a tendency to dry. Remember, Truché is spelled T-R-U-S-H-A-Y.
Thank you very much, Don. That was swell.
Well, Eddie, in appreciation of your visit here at Scottfield, the CO, Colonel Neil Creighton, has arranged to have one of America's greatest pilots and an old friend of yours fly you to Milwaukee for your bound show tomorrow.
An old friend of mine? It might be Jimmy Doolittle.
Doolittle?
Yeah. Doolittle, Doolittle.
How do you do, Doolittle?
Bert Gordon, you mad Russian. Russian, so you finally got here. When I left you in California, I told you to meet me in St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis. My favorite town. Meet me in St. Louis. Mabel,
no,
meet
me in... Russian, that's meet me in St. Louis, Louis.
You meet who you like, I'll meet who I like.
Russian, will you try to be sensible tonight? Don't embarrass me in front of Don Wilson here, our guest announcer.
This is Don Wilson?
Yes. Harry Von Zell isn't here.
He ain't him.
Russian, be serious.
Yes, of course.
The boys told me I would meet a pilot, and look what I get. You, a phony, an imposter.
Sir, I resent your altitude. I'll have you know that the man you are calling a phony and an imposter happens to be a fake.
So you admit you're not in the Air Corps?
I admit no such thing. I, sir, alone, in 1 month, destroyed 58 planes.
58 planes? German or Jap?
American. I was learning to fly.
Russian, you have the brain of an idiot.
You want to die?
I give up.
Now, Russian, if you're supposed to be an aviator, can you name one mission you've been on?
Why, most of course. Recently, I was sent to capture an enemy spy, a woman spy. They gave me her description. She was short, fat, and wore thick glasses.
What did you do, Russian?
I stood outside of her apartment. Soon a tall blonde came out. For miles, I followed her.
But Russian, if the spy was short, fat, and wore thick glasses... Why did you follow the tall blonde?
Silly boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, as befits the day, Nora Martin sings Just a Prayer Away.
There's a happy land somewhere, and it's just a prayer away. All the prayer away. Where the skies look down on a friendly town, filled with laughing children at play. Where my heart will sing, for it needs one thing, I'll be home at the close of each day. There's a happy land somewhere, and it's just a breath away.
Millions of prayers are being said today. The sound of it permeates the land. For this is Memorial Day, and we are mindful of those who placed their lives on the altar of freedom, that liberty might always be ours. It is good that we remember. It is better that we continue to remember. Tomorrow and tomorrow, remembering each day the sacrifices of those young who gave their everything, and trying endlessly to approximate their matchless heroism in small things. The buying of a bond, the giving of our blood. We can raise no greater memorial to the dead than by bringing back the living.
There's a happy land somewhere, and it's just a prayer away.
Gentlemen, our thanks to Colonel Neil Creighton, commanding officer, and the men of Scott Field. And we continue our bond tour in Milwaukee Thursday, Chicago Friday, Cleveland Saturday, and New York Tuesday. Listen in Wednesday night when we broadcast for the Waves of Hunter College, June the 6th, the Flyers of Mitchell Field, June 13th, and the Coast Guard on June the 20th.
And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Fruché, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Fruché.
Is it? Everybody.